Them old things you put
in. In the fireplace, you call them?
Yeah.
Why they call dog iron. They'd call them. Yeah, yes.
What did you start the fire with? Did you start the fire with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you start a fire. You'd have to have some fine stuff, you see, and then put that wood on there.
That real rich, light wood you had, you call that?
Yeah. And then be far in there. And them big sticks that you see, it you'd put on and burn. The next morning, all you'd have to do is just roll them out and chuck them together and it'd be gone. Yeah, you'd soon have a farm.
You put a big round piece?
Yeah.
A big round?
Yeah, baby. Oh, that's all. Great backlog, you call them. That's what they call them, great big ones. It'll last for a day or 2-3 days. Yeah.
And you had to clean wood out of the chimney?
No, not. You would never have to do that. No, it is a great big outfit to shoot, run plumb on up above the house. You'd have to carry your, pulling the ashes out of the, keep them cleaned out of your fireplace.
Yeah, what color were they? What color were they?
Yeah, then they call them ashes, you know. They would burn, you see, and leave them.
Yeah.
Of course, they had a little iron shovel, a handle, and they called them pokers. A big iron rod with a crook on the end that you'd pull out your wood and little stuff in the farm.
But the ashes were what color? They were usually...
You know, there's another thing, them ashes now. They'd be I don't know whether you don't suppose you ever seen one, but that's what they made the lye soap out of. And everybody had, they called them ash hoppers, and they'd put them ashes in that hopper, you see, it built off down here somewhere. And they get you a holler log, a little log, and get out and put your boards up there and all around, and that there run out down there when it went to running. But in the spring, they keep that all covered over till they got ready to make the soap. They called it soap. And I'd carry them many and many a bucket of water and pour in there up in that ash hopper, they call it. Then after a while, I'd come in and go to dripping and run out there, and they kept a vessel to catch that in. But boy, that was strong. That'd eat you up that way. But when they got so much, then I've seen my mother, they'd put in the... Everybody killed hogs then. Had lots of hogs to kill for their winter use. Then they'd put their scraper that back and off the meat, you see. And put in that lye soap. With that lye that'd come out. Put it in the kettle, and boil that come out, and then it'd be right ordinarily thick